And you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Mid-Missouri's source for in-depth news, diverse talk, music of the world. It is more than radio. It is your community radio, 89.5 on the FM dial, streaming on the web at kopn.org, serving Mid-Missouri and all parts around here. Places like Centralia, Clark, Madison, Sturgis, Speed, Roachport. Lots of other places around Mid-Missouri, centered here in Columbia, Missouri, 915 East Broadway. My name is Mike Hagan, and you are listening to Open Mic Radio. And this is a weekly musical program where we bring you the best in local, regional musical artists and play their music for you. A lot of times live in the studio, not today. Just going to be me and you, and I'll play some stuff for you, talk a little bit about what's going on around town, and maybe even open the phone lines and see if I can take a few phone calls today. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Before we get things going, I would like to say a big thank you to Todd Day-Waite for spending some time with us last week. Great artist, and really great to have Todd back around town for a little while. I saw him perform last Saturday out at Cooper's Landing. A bunch of you were out there as well, and it was a pleasure to have him on the radio the day before that. So Todd Day-Waite, glad you're back in town and still making great music, and looking forward to the new record that Todd Day-Waite's Pigpen will be putting out, hopefully, you know, toward the end of the year, maybe beginning of next year. All right, today, high in the 80s, going to be a pretty nice day, I think, not too hot. Same thing tomorrow, about 90 degrees tomorrow, not a whole lot of rain to talk of, so, you know, enjoy the rest of summer. I can feel it kind of coming to a close out at my place. Even some of the trees are starting to show their colors a little bit, and there's not a whole lot of time left for summer, I don't think, so enjoy it while you can. In the meantime, enjoy this one here by the man himself, Todd Day-Waite. This is a song he performed actually on the air last week, but we'll hear it recorded right now. This is called Early Morning Blues. You're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
I got the early morning blues. I got the early morning blues. Well, I got them in my head from the things you said. Lord, if that don't give you them early morning blues, I tell you what, boy. Well, she told me this, she told me that, I told me that you loved me right out flat, and she changed your plan. I know she needs a new man. Lord, if that don't give you them early morning blues. Well, she's got a new one ball, you know that's true. She's holding him, ain't holding you. You know what they're doing. I said, you know what they're doing, folks. I said, Lord, if that don't give you them early morning. She getting plenty, you got her, you know they're doing. Lord, if they don't give you the money, morning blue.
Todd Day Waits Pigpen, and you're listening to it here on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan, and this is Open Mic Radio. It is about 7 minutes after nine on the 17th of August, 2018. I hope you're all having a good day. It's Friday, and, weekend's upon us, and enjoy the day and enjoy the weekend. Do something cool. Go out and see some music, maybe. Some great stuff happening around town. We'll talk a little bit more about that stuff in a little bit here. But let's keep with the music here for a minute, all right? This is a song called Foot of Your Bed. It is by a band called Dub Nub, and a local group of young women that I would like to have on the program one of these days. So without further delay, this is called Foot of Your Bed by the band Dub Nub.
My eyes, they water at the sight of the sun. Flow the blinds. I wake up, see your face and twitching limbs. Poking my ribs. Cause I will be waiting. Talking and then whispering. But only to me. I try to listen as close as I can. But sometimes it seems to see that I will be waiting. your heart paid, and I will be waiting, remembering what you said.
Song by the band Dub Nub, and that was called Foot of Your Bed, and I like that a lot. I don't see them out and about very often. It's been a couple years. I mean, I know they're out playing, but I guess I'm not out and about as much as I should be, but it's been a couple years since I saw the ladies that make up Dub Nub, and I'd like to see them again, and I'd like to get them down here to do a radio program. They'd be perfect for the studio sort of environment thing that we do on Friday mornings here. So put the good word out there. If anybody knows those two or three ladies, tell them I want to have them on the radio show here and get a hold of me. By the way, if you do have an artist, or if you are an artist and you'd like to get a hold of me and perhaps come here and play some music one Friday morning, my name is Mike Hagan, and you can reach me at by email is the easiest way, I guess. Or so let me just give you that. It is Mike Hagan, and it's H-A-G-A-N, Mike Hagan, at MikeHagan.com. Pretty simple. So just my name at MyName.com. All right, so if you got any reason to get a hold of me, good, bad, or ugly, go ahead and feel free to send an email to MikeHagan at MikeHagan.com, all right? Including the girls from Dub Nub. I'll try to find them. Maybe they're on Instagram or something like that, too. So anyway, okay, let's see. What else we got going here? I think we're going to play a song by Mercer and Johnson next. They were on the program here a few weeks ago. That's Shannon Mercer and Brock Johnson of local regional fame. And those guys were always out and about around town. I checked the schedule. I don't think they're doing anything this weekend, at least nothing around here. And they actually travel quite a bit on the road. But in the meantime, we'll play a song by those guys. And tell y'all that we got a great music scene here in Columbia and in the surrounding area. I'll go through some of the venues and some of the things that are happening this weekend. But, you know, just as a general public service announcement, great music and great entertainment around these parts. And if you're not enjoying it, you might consider it. There's a lot of great stuff out there and a lot of real cool places to enjoy music here in the Columbia region. Okay. All right. Once again, my name is Mike. This is Open Mic Radio, and this is a song called Weatherman by Mercer and Johnson. Back in just a few minutes. This is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM.
Don't be
All right. There you have it. Mercer and Johnson. You listen to it on Open Mic Radio. It's about 20 after, not quite, 17 minutes after 9 o'clock on Friday, August the 17th. And the lovely Diana Moxon just walking in the studio. Good morning, young lady. All right, let's see. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, I want to mention, before the song, I was talking about how great the music scene is around here, but I also want to mention some of the great radio programs here on KOPN, since I have a chance. And some of my favorites, not in any particular order, I'll say the ones that are kind of coming up here pretty soon. So on Friday, this afternoon, at about 4 o'clock, I guess, is when the music gets going. That's Jill Sheets, and she does a show called Penguin Tracks. That's from 4 to 6. Power Pop Pat's punk and popping crazy Pat, crazy stuff. So anyway, Pat does a show from 6 o'clock until 8. Power Pop Pat playing punk and some rock and roll music. Always starting things off with the Ramones and usually finishing it that way as well. But then we have the Grateful Dead show that comes up after that, and music throughout the night here on Friday. On Saturday, Blues on Broadway is a show I like. It's 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock at night. Sundays, Radio Ranger from 12 o'clock until 3. I think that's one of my favorite programs of the whole week. He's great. Steve D'Onofrio does that program, and it's been on the air for many years. And great music and also informative stuff about the animals and plants that that are native here in Missouri. Okay, what else? One other one. Woody. Yeah, Woody Adkins. Monday from 3 to 5 p.m., the Real Deal Country Show. About as good as it gets if you like that kind of music. So that's sort of some of the things that I like about this station. There's a lot of other ones, but, you know, good stuff all the time. And if you like other things, you can probably find it. You just need to find a copy of the KOPN schedule. It's so much different types of stuff on this radio station that you really kind of need to get a schedule and look at it to see what you like. Hey, Bart Bean is in the house too. Bartholomew Bean looks like he just dropped in to say hello. Hi, Bean. Let me say hi to Bart here, and I'll play another song, and I'll be back with y'all in a minute. This is, oh, by the way, I want to say hi to Mike Loesch and who else is out there? Durnley said hi, and who else did I get a note from? Tim Carey, of course. All right, so hi to everybody out there, and appreciate you guys listening. And this is a song called Waves by Violet and the Undercurrents. I sent a note to Phil Sean. I know they're playing soon. It might be at the Pride Fest or something like that. But at any rate, Violet and the Undercurrents, real pretty song here, and this one is called Waves. Back in a few minutes. This is Mike. You're listening to KOPN Columbia.
But I'm used to this.
All right, Violet and the Undercurrents. And you're listening to it here on KOPN Columbia. And, well, about 25 after 9 here on a nice Friday morning. And I have my friend Bartholomew Bean who just walked in the studio. Bart, grab that purple mic there and say hello.
Hey.
How you doing, brother?
Very good.
What's going on?
Oh, just ever curious about things in the world, you know, always trying to check out what's being said and done, and trying to keep ahead of the curve a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's a challenge these days, just trying to pay, you know, trying to keep up with what's going on. I mean, there's just so much information, it's very difficult to even discern. I mean, I don't know, I'm trying to keep my act together around the community here rather than pay too much attention to what's going on a larger scale. But
hey, this is the world, you know.
It is our world, certainly, yeah. You know. I was talking with somebody the other night about the ability to manipulate data now. And by that, by data, I mean, you know, everything that's made up of data.
So records.
Records, you know, voice recordings. I'm a pretty good audio editor, you know, just because I've had some experience here at the radio station and stuff. And just with the relatively simple technology that I have access to, man, I can splice and cut and paste. I can take an interview. Let's say that, you know, like the interview that you and I did a few weeks ago. I could take that, and because I've got a whole bunch of samples of your voice and you saying a lot of different things, a lot of different words over the course of our conversation, I can come up with something. Trust me, and it'll sound like you said something, and then I can put that on the internet and say that you did say it, and then it becomes just a battle of who's telling right. The truth, and some people are going to argue that I'm lying, and some people are going to argue that you're lying, and there'll be a few technical people that can kind of, you know, make an analysis of it or whatever, but most people aren't going to listen to them anyway because they don't even care about the technical side of it. And you can do this with anything now. You can do it with video, all kinds of things. So I'm very reluctant to take anything with too much credence that honestly that I hear from anywhere outside of my own pretty tight sphere, you know, my own personal experience and the experiences of those who I trust, people that I know well and that I can at least put a reasonable amount of validation on their experience or their opinion on what they told me, you know.
Yeah, at least you're close enough you can go around and check out the rumor.
Right, right. Otherwise, you're right, absolutely, and that's what everything else is, unconfirmed rumor, as far as I'm concerned. Unconfirmed, and I mean everything. People talk about fake news. You know, fake news has been around forever. It's not a new thing. The news, the larger news media organizations have been lying us to forever. Wasn't that a new thing? Think about all the lead up to, you know, the original Iraq War, all the bullshit all the stuff that happened after 9/11 and before. I mean, we've been being lied to for a long, long time with the fake stories coming from all kinds of different directions. So that's no big deal. If you think that's new news, well, then you're behind the curve. I'm sorry, but you know, that's just part of being alive in the world today. And so, I don't know. I guess people can put as much as they like into that stuff. So
it's just a really incredible dog and pony show, you know.
Yeah, it really is something else. So I don't know. Anyway, let's not get too heavy here on a Friday morning. Bart probably just stopped in to say hi because he's kind of like that. So what do you got going this weekend? Are you performing anywhere, or are you going to see some music? There's some great stuff happening I'm going to talk about here in a few minutes.
I need to know every time I come into town. I'm having to catch up with everybody, and so it's always, it's, you know, and then it's always great to connect with what's going on. So I'll be asking you that question. So
all right, well then let's
fill me in.
All right, let's do it. We'll try to answer it. So tonight, all right, at Rose, you've got happy hour tonight with a band that's called the Cedar County Cobras, and that's kind of country bluegrass style music, and that'll be outside in the park, and it should be nice. The weather's real nice today, so that's happening tonight. I think that's all. There's a show Actually, I take it back. That's the happy hour show at Rose. And then there's a show a little bit later in the evening, I guess, doors at about 9 o'clock. And that's a hip-hop show, Steady P and Van Ghost. Steady P has been around here for a long time. And actually, we talk about the Blue Fugue a lot. But he's one of the, you know, we always talk about kind of the rock and roll gang that kind of came out of there. But there were some hip hop guys that came out of there, too. And yeah. And Steady P was one of them. And he's great. And I'm sure he'll have his entourage down there. And he's also going to be playing with another group called Van Ghost. And there's a few other bands that'll be playing with them, and mostly hip hop and DJ stuff, okay? All right, so that's tonight. Tomorrow at Rose, this is the highlight of the weekend for me. I'm going to be going to this. This is called the Fortune Fest 2018, and it is Black Joe Lewis, Rad Key, Liz Cooper and the Stampede, Amasa Hines, the Royal Furs, Ray Fitzgerald, and DJ Requiem. Now, Ray Fitzgerald is one of my favorite female artists around town. She's great, and she doesn't get out often enough. In fact, I'm going
to
play a song.
Glad to hear that.
Oh, man. I really love her. I think she's just great. And so I'm going to play a song by her in a few minutes here. Anyway, but Ray's going to be there tomorrow, along with the Royal Furs. That's Ruth and Josh and, you know, in Danger. And they've got a new drummer. Noel's drumming with them now. Diggy's mm-hmm. doing his own thing. So that'll be a great show. And Black Joe Lewis, you know, headlining that show, just really rocking it these days all around the country and doing some international stuff too, okay? All right, so that's at Rose. The Blue Note is dark tonight and tomorrow, so nothing going on at the Blue Note. Let's see, what else do I have here? Cafe Berlin. They got a private party tonight, and they're dark tomorrow, so not much to talk about there. Mojo Roots is playing at the Roachport General Store tomorrow. They're great. You ever seen them? Blues?
I think so.
Pretty much straightforward blues, but a real good guitar player and pretty good vocals. Jordan something or other, I forget, the guy that kind of is the center of that band. But anyway, tonight, Overdue Bills.
I was trying to think of the name of their group. Yeah. I heard about them last time.
Yeah, they're good. They're good, too. That's tonight at the Roachport store, the Overdue Bills. Then, let's see, Cooper's Landing. The Lay Swings last weekend. That was great, actually. And then we had Todd Day Waite played at Cooper's last Saturday. That was a blast, too. But anyway, this weekend, let's see, at Cooper's tonight. The K Brothers. Oh, heck, that'll be great. The K Brothers stomping it out tonight down at Cooper's. That'll be about 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow, you got 4:30. You've got a band called The Hunt Sickle Fickle, and Plain and Simple at 7 o'clock. Hunt Sickle Fade, by the way. The Hunt Sickle Fickle. Although they might want to change their name. I kind of like Hunt Sickle Fickle. So Hunt Sickle Fade, and then a band called Plain and Simple. Playing tomorrow night at Cooper's. And then at the Station House over there at Catfish Katie's, you got Dance Monkey Dance tonight at the Station House. And I'm guessing that's going to be some dance music. And then Tim Gaines tomorrow afternoon. That'll be some good music as well. So that's kind of what's going on around town from the things that I'm familiar with. That show at Rose in the Park, I'm really looking forward to. There's going to be a bunch of good bands there, and I'm really, really.
What time does that start?
That's at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It starts tomorrow.
Yeah, it's all day. You know, it's six or seven bands. I think they start at 3 and they'll go till midnight or so.
Festival.
Yeah, and I'm going to go down there and recruit some people to come on the radio show. I'm going to try to corral Ray for a few minutes, and you know, I don't know her very well. I met her once or twice back in the day just through friends, and she worked at Shakespeare's for a long time.
She works at Clovers now.
I knew that. I didn't know she was still there. Which one? The one that's here on Broadway or the one over on Forum?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I think let's play a song from Ray Fitzgerald.
All right.
And this one, let's see what I got here. This incredible song. This song is called Earth Everything. And it is Ray Fitzgerald, and you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. Thanks to my friend Bart Bean for coming in. He just kind of dropped in to say hi, and we'll chat a little bit more with Bart in a few minutes here. But let's listen to this song by Ray Fitzgerald first. Earth, Everything on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
I'll meet you at the 2:14 for vodka.
Lovely song there by Ray Fitzgerald. That's called Earth Everything. And I'm really hoping to get Ray here on the show one of these days. She's another artist who'd be really, really perfect for this sort of setting here in the studio. So, all right, great music. And let's keep it going here. I'm going to play a song here. I mentioned the K Brothers are playing tonight at Cooper's. So here's a sample of those guys. Great music, again, coming from this part of the country. Shady Grove here from the K Brothers. You're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Apples in the fall. If I can't have the girl I love, won't have done it all. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm going back to Harlem. My darling, Shady Grove, my little love.
K Brothers on KOPN Columbia, and good stuff there. And the K Brothers are playing tonight at Cooper's Landing, so check that out. Those guys are great. I'd like to have them on the program here too. I mean, really, this is my big promotional show where I just play the music of the artist that I want to come on the show. It's like a, it's like a bribe of sorts. So if you know any of these people, tell them you heard them on my show this morning and that I'm begging them to come on the program. And by the way, if you want to get a hold of me and you do want to come on the program, or if you'd like to introduce me to some music or somebody, my name is Mike Hagan, and you can email me at Mike Hagan, that's H-A-G-A-N, at MikeHagan.com. So my name at myname.com, and you know what I'm saying. Okay, so do that and send me information about good music that we could feature here on the program, okay? Now, that show that is coming up tomorrow at Rose, there are a couple artists. I played Ray Fitzgerald already. There's another band called the Royal Furs, one of my favorites here around town, and they're playing there as well. So I think we'll play a song by the Royal Furs here, and this one is called Hammer and Nail, and you can catch these guys tomorrow, these guys and girl, tomorrow at Rose. I'm not sure what time they're playing. The thing starts at about 3. I'm guessing the Furs will probably play later in the day, but at any rate, Royal Furs tomorrow at the Rose Park, and what are they calling that thing? It's the Fortune Fest. Thank you, Diana. So Fortune Fest tomorrow with a bunch of good stuff, including this band right here, the Royal Furs. This is Hammer and Nail.
Thank you.
right. Speaking of getting my act together, this is Mike, and you're listening to KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. Open mic radio here Friday mornings from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. Every week we talk to local regional musical artists and oftentimes have them play music live here in the studio. We've had some great stuff over the last few months, and we're going to keep it going here. I'm not sure who's with me next week. The week after that is the Ina Cook Band. That's the 31st of August. And September's going to be a little bit weird because the program's only going to be a half an hour long in September because I have to devote the other half hour to the One Read program. And in September, every day during the week, we spend a little bit of time reading a book, the chosen book for the One Read program every year. So for those four Fridays in September, I'll probably do an in-the-studio interview with somebody from around here. I want to get Kyle Cook in the studio and talk with him. He has been doing radio here for many years and is one of the hosts of Mystery Science Radio 3000 that's on in the middle of the night, Saturday night, early Sunday morning. But he also is one of the proprietors of Hit Records over there on Hit Street, a real cool guy, and knows a lot about music and a lot about radio. And there are some other folks around here at the station that I think it might be, even Diana. I think I'd like to interview Diana maybe and talk with her about her history at the Art League, and she's a real interesting woman, been around a lot of places, I think. And anyway, I'll come up with something to do like that. I won't have time to do live music, I don't think, with only a half an hour. I'd rather give the musicians the entire program so we can actually really kind of enjoy their stuff and talk a little bit without having to rush. So September, you know, we'll kind of play it by ear, but next couple of weeks we'll do something cool, and then come October we'll start getting back into things. I've got Pipoletsky is going to be here with me on, I think, on the perhaps the 3rd. The K Brothers will be at some point, John Galbraith, Molly Healy, and hopefully her partner from Lace Wings, the Flood Brothers, who I think I'll play a song from here in a minute. Ray Fitzgerald, I said I'd like to get Ray on the show. That would be great. Dub Nub, I'd like to have those girls on the program. I think they're in St. Louis, though. I think Mike sent me a note and said that they're in St. Louis now. So we'll have to see if we can get them when they're in town sometime. Anyway, okay, let's do another song here. We got about 10 minutes, so I think this one. Actually, let's play one from the Hooten Hollers. Actually, let's not. Let's play this song by Tim Carey called Apocalypse Whenever. Love this song. Back in a few minutes, this is Mike Hagan, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, Open Mic Radio. I wish I could pull a blinder. December. It's been like that That's Tim Carey from a record called The Mule in the Mountain. Great stuff from Tim. And he and his band, the Ridge Runners, I guess it's not his band, but the band, the Ridge Runners, of which Tim is a member, will be mixing it up with some of the guys from Paul Weber and the Scrappers on Wednesday, apparently. They're playing down at Cooper's, so you got kind of a mashup of the Ridge Runners and the Scrappers, so that ought to be a great show. I think we'll have to try to get down there for that one. What are they calling it? I think they're calling it Scrap Run. I like it. Very clever. Okay, so catch some of the Scrappers and some of the Ridge Runners out there for the Scrap Run next Wednesday at Cooper's. Yeah. Anyway, Bean, I'll say hi to you one more time, and thanks again for coming in.
What's been great.
Yeah. Well, maybe you and I get together later this weekend. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for all the info.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll catch you later, and thanks for stopping by again. Okay.
Sure.
All right, great. That's Bartholomew Bean, and you can catch him around town now and again, and I'm not sure when the next time he's performing. Actually, the next time you're performing that I know of is at my place on September 22nd. September, yeah. So that I'm looking forward to, and we'll have some other good music out there as well. And we've got about 5 minutes left of the show, so I'm going to say goodbye, and we'll close out with a song from Paul Weber and the Scrappers, I think. And hands down, my favorite band, my favorite local regional band. Now, I love these guys. I think this record is awesome, and they're doing some really cool new stuff too. That's not really out there in the sphere yet. But I heard them play some of it a few weeks ago when they were playing out there at Rose. But anyway, this is a song that a lot of people like, and it kind of represents some of our neck of the woods here. It's called Song About the Midwest, and it's Paul Weber and the Scrappers. This has been Mike Hagan, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. The program is Open Mic Radio. If you want to reach me, Mike Hagan at MikeHagan.com. Once again, Paul Weber and the Scrappers, and thanks again to everybody for listening. Have a great weekend.
Around here, work till they die, filling up the silos up in the sky. It's been that way since it began, trying to make a living, living on the land. Tired old trucks, tired old dogs, musty old trailers, firewood logs. It's a good way to live, a hard way to go. Country shrinks, cities grow. People fly over, people look down. The big green fields and the little gray towns. Going to work, going to church, doing what we know.
kids they leave. Grandmas don't say they'll visit, but they won't. Land goes up, people sell farms. Up go the houses, down go the barns. Clear the trees, pave up the roads. Brand new cars, mortgage loans. People fly over, people look down. The big green fields, the little gray towns. Going to work, going to church. Doing what we know, what it's worth. People fly over, people look down. The big green fields, the little gray towns. Going to work, going to church. Doing what we know.